name, oh God, you are there in the midst to bless. We invite you this morning. May the Holy Spirit come, Lord. The dynamics, may he come, Lord, and quicken the mechanics this morning. Father, I pray, oh God, Lord, that you may please take me out of the way. Please take away nervousness from me, Lord. I'm only your man. But God, I humbly ask you this morning, oh God, that you will come and stir up the gift, Lord, and that you will speak to all our hearts, oh God. For we are a needy people this morning, Lord. We pray, oh God, that you will satisfy us this morning with your Holy Spirit. We want to remember our precious pastor and his family. May you bless them wherever they are. We pray for the saints of God worldwide, Lord Jesus. May you bless your people. Oh God, may our hearts burn this morning as you speak to our hearts this morning. May we be liberated this morning, Lord. May something be said, oh God, that'll draw us a little closer to you, Lord. That'll strengthen our faith this morning. We want to rededicate our lives to you this morning. We confess, oh God, this morning that we love you with all our hearts. Father, we thank you, Lord. We ask you also forgive us of all our mistakes and wrong. We plead this day for the blood of the Christ of God and the Holy Spirit upon us, we pray. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us give the Lord a hand of praise this morning. Amen. The Lord bless you this morning. Thank you, musicians. Hallelujah. I pray that the Lord will give me grace this morning. I have a very strange title, but very interesting. Hallelujah. I want us to speak. I want to speak this morning on the title. Amen. I want to speak this morning on a title, Death Ain't No Big Deal. Hallelujah. I pray that this will strengthen our faith this morning. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. May we turn in the scriptures this morning to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 15. We'll read, hallelujah, 55 through 57. 1 Corinthians 15, 55 through 57. And it read thus. This was Paul speaking. He was at the end of his journey, and he was going to be beheaded. And this is what he said. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. May the Lord add blessings to the reading of his word. You may be seated. I just take this off. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to try to run through this and not keep you too long. But I can't promise anything. Let's see how God leads. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to read something here. You see, we're living in an hour where we see death is all around us. People are dying everywhere. People are living in fear. You see, man is always afraid of the unknown. Man is very interested in where he's going to go after he leaves this place. Hallelujah. In the message, we would see Jesus, Brother Branham said, he said, it's been the cry of the human heart since the dawn of time to see God. Every man is trying to look past that curtain, knows that he come from somewhere out of the darkness, knows that he's here in human life, and he's crossing back through there again somewhere. So every man is trying to find out what is the door, where we come from, and where we're going. It's always been the cry of the human heart. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So man is always trying to find out where he's going to go. People are afraid of uncertainty. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So I want us to look at this topic this morning, death. People hardly speak of death because man is so afraid of the unknown. But I want to encourage your hearts this morning that from what we know in the scriptures, death ain't no big deal. You see, God's got us covered. The Bible tells us that God swore by himself that he will save Abraham and his seed. You see, God doesn't do a halfway job. The Bible says the angel of the Lord is encamped round about them that fear him. David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Death ain't no big deal. People are so afraid of death in this day. That's because they don't know the unknown. Man is always trying to find out where he came from and where he's going. But because he's so uncertain, so that brings fear. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But the Spirit of God wants to assure you this morning, as a son and daughter of God, you got nothing to be afraid of. Because we have a prophet in this day that let us know where we're going. Where we come from, who we are, and where we're going. So we have nothing to be afraid of. Death ain't no big deal. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, when I was studying this certain part of my notes, I got so excited. This is wonderful. Amen. You should have confidence this morning. You are a peculiar people. We are not the same. We're not the same like the world. We are a special class of people. And God has got his children covered. God doesn't do a halfway job. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now we see that, hallelujah. Now this was this prophet speaking, Paul. What would cause a man to make such a statement? He was going to be beheaded. But he challenged death. He said, oh, death, where is your sting? Hallelujah. Grave, where is your victory? Paul knew something. Paul seen something that put him in that position. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So my note says here, now we see that before Paul was Paul, he was Saul. Hallelujah. Who sat under the teachings of Gamaliel and persecuted the church of the living God. Then one day on his road to Damascus, whilst persecuting the church of the living God, he was struck down by the pillar of fire and was converted. And then he became Paul, the apostle of Jesus Christ. Now the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 3, 10 to 11, that the apostle Paul was a wise master builder. Brother Branham said that Paul was a prophet. In the message, we would see Jesus. Hallelujah. The prophet said this. He said, I believe that Paul was very fundamental. Scripture in every way that he did. He said Paul was a missionary prophet to the Gentiles. Hallelujah. He said, and in this Christian age, speaking of our day, there was one God which appeared in a form of a pillar of fire, speaking of Paul, to a prophet called Paul, who was sent to the Gentiles. He said, to take a people out for his name's sake. He said, and in this last days, he has come down in like manner, vindicating himself, see, in the same sign, same wonder, same pillar of fire, same gospel, same word,
same manifestation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Please bear with me. I'm a little nervous this morning, but I'll be okay. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be his name. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now in 2 Timothy 4, 6 through 8, we see that this great apostle Paul had come to the end of his journey. He said, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand." He said, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." Now we see this prophet Paul challenging death when he was going to be put to death. Paul didn't cower out. He challenged death. Hallelujah. Now, what is death? That word death means separation. Now, there are two kinds of death. You have physical death and spiritual death. Physical death is the separation of the soul or spirit from the body. Spiritual death is the separation of the soul from God. We learn that you are a soul man. Paul said, "What can separate us from the love of God?" Because you are a part of God, so you cannot die. You see, where Paul was coming from, he challenged death. Because he knew what lay beyond the unknown. Paul knew what was going on. It wasn't a mystery. He wasn't wondering. He was sure, and he knew where he was headed. Because God had made a way. God had him covered. That's why David could say, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I, David, will fear no evil." David knew who he was. He said, "The Lord is my shepherd, so I shall not want." He knew that God had his back. The Bible says, "No weapon formed against you will prosper." Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now we see that man is a triune being. Body, spirit, and soul. In Genesis chapter 1:27, the Bible says God created man in his own image. And that man that God created was a spirit man. Then in Genesis 2:7, God formed man out of the dust of the earth. Then placed that spirit man in the form man for contact. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So we see that man was created for fellowship. Man is supposed to live forever. Hallelujah. Now in the message adoption, the prophet said, speaking of God, he said he has a purpose. And his purpose was in the beginning to make creatures that would love him and worship him. He said, and he made creatures, and creatures fell. Then God, by his infancy, looked down through time, hallelujah, through the stream of time, and saw every man that would be saved. Every man, he knew it by foreknowledge. Therefore, if he by foreknowledge knew who would be saved and who would not be saved. He could predestinate. Hallelujah. Now we see that after man's sin in the garden, God told the woman that he will give her a seed. Then we see that God took the form of flesh and became man, the Lord Jesus Christ, and took the sting out of death. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now in the message, please bear with me. I'm just going to try to follow my notes. Hallelujah. This is so rich. Oh, man. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. In the message, law, the prophet said, and I can see that sting of death biting around him like a bee, speaking of the Lord Jesus, stinging at him here, stinging at him there. He was dying of a malefactor. He knew no sin, but yet all the sins of the world was upon him. Hallelujah. Every stain of sin, every punishment for sin, every teardrop, every heartache, every disappointment was resting upon the shoulder. And that sting going around. Why was he God? He had to be made flesh in order to take the sting out of death. So death to the believer is just a bluff. Death ain't no big deal. You can die. Oh, we're going to get a little more into this. This is very interesting. Death ain't no big deal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, you know a bee. You know what a bee is. A bee has got a stinger. And that bee can sting. But if that bee ever once anchors that sting, that's the end of the sting. Hallelujah. When he pulls away, he leaves the stinger. And death had a sting into it and a fear until that time. Until Christ got on the scene, death had a sting. Death stung Abraham, stung the believers, the prophets of old. But when the Lord Jesus showed up, he pulled a stinger out of death. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. He said, but when that bee of death stung Jesus Christ, God made flesh. He anchored the sting of death, and the bee has no more sting in it now. Death cannot sting a believer. That's your prophet speaking. Hallelujah. Death ain't no big deal. No wonder St. Paul said, oh, death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We are more than conquerors. Satan's got no power over you. It's about time we start realizing these things. He's just a bluff. Because Christ took the sting out of death. Hallelujah. Oh my. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In the message, expectation. Speaking of Christ, after he died, he said, and on down he went into hell. Knocked at the door, and Satan opened up, said, oh, so after all you got here, did you? Said, I thought I had you when I slay Abel. I was sure I had you when I put Daniel in the lion's den, the Hebrew children in the fiery furnace. Hallelujah. Christ was in every one of them. Then when I beheaded John, I thought I had you then. Then I thought I had you on Calvary, but now you are here. He didn't know I was coming for him. Satan had no clue that the stinker had been pulled out of death. Amen. Hallelujah. The prophet said, I can hear him say, Satan, I am the virgin born son of God. My blood is still dripping from the cross yonder. I've come down to take over. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the Lord Jesus speaking. He said, you made people fear, scared them, and run them around corners and everything else. But you can't do it no more. Give me the keys of death and hell. Took them from his side, hung them on his side, walk up through the other steps, knock on the door where I could hear a shouting many in there. That was paradise. He used that stinger to hold the saints of God captive. But Christ took the stinger at Calvary. Hallelujah. Oh, wonderful. He said, when I could hear a shouting many in there, and there stood Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Sarah, Rebecca, Isaiah, Jeremiah, all the prophets. I hear him knocking at the door and say, who is there? Abraham opens up the door. Why? Here's the seed of Abraham. Hallelujah. The mighty conqueror. Here's the root and offspring of David. Yes, the stone that Isaiah saw cut out of the mountain with our hands. He said, now you believe, and the goats and heifer blood could not take away sin. It only covered it up. But my blood has divorced sin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Put it away forever. The prophet said, God has a blood sacrifice there that is cleansing you constantly, day and night. He is the intercessor that is making intercession for you and me day and night. The blood keeps you clean. Oh my. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. Oh man. Hallelujah. He said, we're going home now. It's coming daylight in Jerusalem, and we've got to be moving along. I can hear Abraham say, Lord, can we make a little whistle stop as we go through Jerusalem? Well, I like to look the old city over. Amen. Some of that same noise will come in this graveyard across here, and some of these days, can we make a whistle stop? I can hear him say, I got to talk over a few things with my disciples about 40 days. Sure, look around the country. And on Easter morning, when he come out of the grave, according to Matthew 27, many of the saints that slept in the dust of the earth rose out of the grave and come out and appear unto many. Victory in Jesus. You are more than conquerors. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the message, hallelujah, the results of decision. The prophet said, Satan has a power, and that power is death. Satan is the one who takes your life when God will let him do it. Satan cannot take your life if God doesn't give him permission. The prophet said, don't be scared of nothing. Amen. He said, God can hold your life and Satan cannot take it until God lets him do it. He can only use that power as God will let him use it. Isn't that wonderful? Hallelujah. The prophet said, you know, someone said one time, what is death? He said, God harnessed death up to a buggy. And the only thing death can do is pull the believer in the presence of his maker. Death is a taxi. Hallelujah. Amen. The only thing death can do to you is give you a ride. He's your Lambo driver. Death is the Uber to the believer. Hallelujah. Amen. This is the prophet speaking. Oh my. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So it ain't a bad thing after all, is it? Hallelujah. The prophet said, aren't we all guilty? I am. We just sat and say, well, Lord, I wish you would do something for me. He said he can do nothing no more for us than what he's already done. He's already healed us. He's already saved us. He's already given us joy. He gave us his peace. He's our shield. He's our buckler. Everything that we have is in him. And he's done paid the price of redemption to redeem us back as sons and daughters of God. Hallelujah. He said there's only one thing in the world that is yet left undone. That is physical death. It's the only thing that bothers the believer now. We're still going by way of the grave. Oh. He said, we've all got to die because that was the only way God has of bringing us up home. That's the only avenue we can travel is through death to get home. So everything is under his feet, everything except death. But this coming a day, we're headed for that day when death will be swallowed up in victory. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. The prophet said the penalty of death done been taken off, and now we just go right into his presence. And someday return back and be made immortal and live on this earth 1,000 years with Jesus Christ. Amen. So when a saint of God passes on his own vacation, but Elijah put it like this, he's taking a power nap. Death ain't no big deal. Don't be afraid of death. We're in a different category. Everybody's crying, coronavirus, coronavirus. That's just a bluff. Coronavirus is under your feet. Christ has conquered. Brother Brown said these things are demons. He scattered principalities, including coronavirus. So you have nothing to be afraid of. You see, we have to come to the place to really realize, recognize who we are. We are not just conquerors. The Bible says we are more than conquerors. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I won't lack anything. Not even death can touch you. God holds your destiny. Satan can't touch you unless God permits it. We're the happiest people on earth. Oh my. God's got you covered. Oh man. Hallelujah. In the message, future home of heavenly bridegroom and earthly bride. The prophet said there is no such thing as spiritual death now. To a baptized saint of God, the real death is spiritual death. Remember in the scriptures, when those guys came to Jesus and said, we are sons of Abraham. Our fathers ate manna in the wilderness. He said, and they are everyone dead. Totally separated from God. There is no such thing as spiritual death to a baptized saint of God. Though he were dead, yet shall he live. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me, all scripture, it must be fulfilled. See, you can't die. This is your prophet speaking. Let me repeat that. You can't die. Brother Mark, you can't die. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Gideon, you can't die. Sister Natalie, You can't die. There is no such a thing as spiritual death to a baptized saint of God. You got eternal life. He said, you were always that. And that's the reason you see the day you are living in. Listen to what he's saying here. He said, you, hallelujah. Let me come back here. He said, you can't die. You got eternal life. Only thing, the Redeemer has made you recognize it. And you were always that. And that's the reason you see the day you are living in. See, the day that we are living in, you recognize it. That's why you could recognize this message of Malachi 4, because you were elected of God. Jesus said, no man can come lest my Father draws him first. God is infinite. His foreknowledge lets him know. The Bible says, for whom God did foreknow. Special class. The prophet said there are three classes. Believers, make believers, unbelievers. Special class. Whom God did foreknow. Before there was a speck of light. That's why you can recognize the word for your day. Prophet said, we see this message because we were ordained to see it. Election. We need to realize these things. A special class. That pillar of fire that met Moses is back. Why? To call out the seed of God. The gene of God. He knew you. You see, we don't know these things because of amnesia. That's why we don't know. That's why the word has come to bring us back, who? The seed of God. To familiar places. To jerk our memories. This is all God. A special class. You are a special class. You may not realize it, but you are. That's why you could recognize the word for your day. Because of that gene that's on the inside. Oh, my. Hallelujah. Now he was saying something here in the message comforter. The prophet saying, when a little baby is conceived in the mother's womb, it's just flesh and blood jumping, quivering. But as soon as it's born, you don't see it. But there is a spirit and soul hanging near that mother to come into that baby just as soon as it's born. Man, it's a triune being, body, spirit, and soul. The parents produce the house, the body. But the soul, the spirit, the gene of God is coming from God. The prophet said the soul is the nature of the spirit. We were born with a sinful nature. We're born in sin, shaping iniquity, coming to the world, speaking lies. But on the inside was that gene. See, not everyone has the gene. Jesus said, my sheep. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. So a shepherd has to have sheep. The scripture tells us God refers to his children as sheep. My sheep. Here's my voice. The word for your day. You cannot hear God's voice if you're not his sheep. He said, my sheep hear my word, my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. Oh, Hallelujah. He said, just as soon as that baby is born, God has created a soul and created a spirit to be in that baby just as soon as it's born into the world. He said, and just as this body is deteriorating and going away, there is one being prepared to receive it. Just as soon as it leaves, just as soon as it leaves here, this soul that's in us now and this spirit leaves this body and goes to another, a young one. So just as you die as a believer, when your soul leaves the body, it enters into another body. Celestial body. Death ain't no big deal. It's just a crossing over. You're just changing your coat. That's what it is. Death ain't no big deal. So whether you get coronavirus or not, it don't make no difference. Paul said, for me to live is Christ, but to die is gain. Death is a privilege, brother. When a believer dies, he's found favor with God. Just think of it. You know, like in the natural, when the soldiers go to battle, right? And the fighting a war. And then when your tour is done, you leave the battlefield, you come home. You're done with that war. No more crawling in trenches, no more dodging bullets, no more being awake at night. You can go home and sleep freely. That's what death is to the believer. This is the battleground. When you leave this place, your war is over. You're on permanent vacation. No more mind battles, no more prayer meetings, no more church, no more worries, no more struggles. It's done. Death is gain. The one of Paul who challenged that, he said, oh, death. He said, I've run the race. I've fought a good fight. Death, where is your staying? In other words, you can't stop me. He challenged death. He challenged the devil, stop me. Because Christ, he pointed back to Calvary. He took the stinger out of death. Christ has the keys of death and hell. He can't touch you. Hallelujah. He said, and just as this body is deteriorating and going away, there is one being prepared to receive it. Just as soon as, listen, just as soon as it leaves here, this soul that's in us now and the spirit leaves this body and goes to another, a young one. Hallelujah. A good one. A better one. A one that won't go old. Hallelujah. A one that won't pass away. You have another body that's waiting on you. Amen. Think of it. The Christian is going places. He said in the message Revelation chapter 4, number 1. He said Paul was caught up one day into a vision. Hallelujah. Did you know that? He saw things that wasn't expedient for him to even talk about. 14 years, never even mentioned it, see? What Paul saw, he was forbidden to speak of it or to put it out to the public. Oh my. He said, I don't believe he could do it. He said, for a little trip I took one day, I never got over it and never will. You can't argue with someone who's been there. Brother Branham is eyewitness. God allowed him to go and see that it's a real place. The people that are gone, they're having a ball, brother. You see, when someone dies, my mind goes, oh man, maybe I'm weird, I don't know, but it's just me. When someone dies, I'm thinking where they're going. I'm not worrying about, oh, everybody's crying, oh, we'll miss them. Yes, we will. But I'm thinking the reception they're getting on the other side. You hear crying and killing yourself. That person is entering the mine. Remember when Sister Hope was dying? Look how Brother Branham was carrying on. He called her back. She said, oh, Billy, why you call me back? I'm just paraphrasing. You preach about it, you talk about it, but you don't know. There are things we don't understand. Eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. Neither has it entered into the heart of man what God has in store. Hallelujah. He said he saw things that he couldn't talk about. I guess he didn't have words. He was caught up in the third heaven. See? Up in the third heaven. No wonder Paul could challenge death. Because he had already taken a trip. So when it was his time to die, it was gain. Death, you can't stop me. Thanks be to God who's given us the victory. He been there. He wasn't trying to figure it out. He been there. He knew there was no such thing as unknown. You see, this is what worries man. The man out there, he worries about life beyond the curtains. It's unknown to him. He doesn't know. It brings fear. But not for the believer, because we know where we're going. We know where we come from. We know where we're at. We know where we're going. Takes away fear. Death ain't no big deal. It's a game. Oh. I'm going to try to rush through. I'm breaking my promise again. Hallelujah. Brother Bram said, let me tell you, friends. He said, you don't know what happiness is, remember, until you've crossed over the land yonder and really see what it is. Listen to the prophet. This is eyewitness. My. Just think of it. He said, let me tell you, friends, you don't know what happiness is. Remember, until you've crossed over the land yonder and really see what it is. Oh, the prophet said, God knows what he's doing. And it's you and I stumbling along. But God knows what he's doing. Oh, hallelujah. He said, look, would I do this as a servant of Christ? I put this Bible over my heart and say, I have. It could never enter. If that was one, the first heaven I was privileged to see. If the first heaven I was privileged, this is testimony now. The prophet is testifying. If that was the first heaven I, William Branham, let me put his name there, was privileged to see, and Paul was caught up in the third heaven, what did he see? If the first heaven, the prophet said, we're just living in a dump pile down here after he came back. So if the first heaven was like that, what about the third heaven? No wonder Paul could say, death, where is your sting? The Christian is going places. No wonder he said, eyes has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what God has in store for them that love him. We're going places. He said, honestly, in the message adoption, honestly, truly, I say this by eyewitness. He said that just after this life is over, we enter a land that's beyond anything that anyone could think. After this life is over, you enter a land that's beyond your imagination. My. He said, and if there be any strangers here, I trust that you do not, I pray to God that you do not consider me a fanatic. I want, if anything, to be honest and to tell you the truth. He said, what good would it do me to tell something that was wrong? There's so much that's here that's truth. Why we have to tell anything wrong about it? See? Hallelujah. He said, oh, we are just living in a dump pile down here. Woo! Amen. This is the prophet. We're just living in a dump pile down here. Hallelujah. That's all. Just a rubbish heap full of smoldering smoke from filth. even if we are not contaminated with it ourselves, we are living in it. Build your hopes on things eternal. You are special class, people. The Bible says you are a royal priesthood. This is God speaking. Who are you, the believer, the elect? You are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, not in your own righteousness. The blood of Jesus Christ got you covered. It's God's righteousness that we are living in. He gives you his righteousness. You are royalty. We need to recognize these things. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. I had a lot more quotes. You're going through this thing. It's just so much, too much good stuff. Which one can you take? You know what I'm saying? Oh, man. I enjoyed myself. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. He's saying something here in through Easter seal. Please bear with me. I'll be done soon. Hallelujah. The prophet say, he said, now we know that the Bible speaks of three heavens. We know it, first heaven, second heaven, third heaven. I believe it was Paul that was caught away into the third heaven and seeing things that wasn't expedient for him to speak of. Now the first heaven is called in the scripture like the clouds. In other words, down below. Here on the earthly seal. The prophet said, now when that atmosphere from up in above the clouds becomes down into the church, that's a heavenly place. When the supernatural comes down, we're in heavenly place. We're in heavenly places now. God is here, but we don't see him because he's in a celestial body. When that supernatural cloud comes down, we're in heavenly places. He said the second heaven is considered the solar system. And the third heaven goes beyond that. He said now Einstein proved by scientific that if two objects was coming to each other like two cars coming down across the road, if they were coming fast enough, now they'll really have to be going fast, like a billion miles per second. That is fast. He said, but they could pass right through one another and never disturb a thing. The speed would do it, pass them right through one another without disturbing anything. He said, I was standing here not long ago at Mount Palomar in California. And I was noticing there that telescope that can see 120 million years of light space. Now think 120 million years of light space. How many miles that would be to be broken down? See? He's saying something. He said, but yet heaven is so many billions and billions and billions of light years beyond that. Till it's not even thought of. How could we get there? It's the travel. It'll be like the mind is so fast. It'll be faster. If you could think of heaven, that's how quick you'll be there. We'll travel like a thought. He said Jesus, after he was resurrected, came right through the walls, right through the doors, and stood and ate boiled fish and honeycomb. Hallelujah. Speed. No sooner than life has gone out of this body, we are in the presence of God yonder. The prophet said, but when we leave here, brother, oh my, what a time. If you ever get the privilege to leave here, what a time. This is eyewitness speaking. Someone who's been there, but we have no idea. That makes me envy the people that died. I myself, from my own testimony, when I was younger, I had a near-death experience. I felt myself leaving my body, but the Lord didn't let me go any further. I didn't even know the message or nothing. But what I realized was when I came to myself, the room was full of people. See, I was sick. My brother gave me some injection. I think it's penicillin. And I started hearing like sounds in my ear. I didn't know what it was. And he told me to lie down. That's the last thing I remember. And I was falling into a deep sleep. But it was so peaceful. There was no fear. But when I came to, the room was full of people. And my mother was sitting over me crying. Now, in that experience, I realized something. You see, all the stuff we're doing on the earth, when someone passes on, it's just bubbles on the surface. That's how I see it. You know how the kids take the little bubble balloon and blows, you know, with the soap and stuff like that. That's what it is. But the person that is going through the experience, something completely different. When a loved one passes on, we carry on. It's got nothing to do with that person. You see, because man doesn't know the unknown. So he's trying to imagine. He's worried. It brings fear. But this message let us know what's beyond that. What's beyond the curtain. We have an eyewitness that when they came back to let you know this is how it is. It's another world, brother. You have another body waiting for you to cross over. So death ain't no big deal. It's not a big deal. People make it a big deal because they don't understand. But God has revealed these things to the bride. We got nothing. It's a win-win. Paul said, for me to live is Christ. To die is gain. It's a privilege, brother. It's a privilege to die. The Bible says, how precious in the sight of God are the death of his saints. You can't die. The real death is spiritual death. You can't die. You've already passed from death to life. So when your soul leaves this body, it just enters into that body. Imagine the feeling you get. That supernatural body is right there. So when you leave this body, you enter into that. This body of problems, pains, headaches. Once you leave this body, you're young forever. Just think about it. We have no idea. This is the prophet speaking. What a time. But when we leave here, brother, he said, oh my, what a time. At some point in his ministry, Brother Branham didn't understand. That's why he was crying for hope. Hope, she said, why you call me back, Billy? Why you call me back? Prophet didn't have a clue. But one day, God allowed him to, when the prophet crossed over, he didn't want to come back. He forgot the ministry. He didn't want to come back. It pays to serve God. We must do everything to meet God's requirement. Because there's no other way to get there but the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We got to come into Christ. You see how relevant and important that birth is. That's your access to everything. So as you feed on the word, as you lay in the word, the dynamics come on the word and quickens that word. Brother, we go in places. This is wonderful. This thing, this thing is wonderful. Hallelujah. The prophet speaking to the disciple, Jesus was talking about Jesus speaking to the disciple. Now he was telling them that after death, there is life. He said, because I go and prepare a place. That is, to receive them shows that there, he wasn't speaking to them, that there was a life after. He was speaking to them that there was a life after this life ended. What a consolation that ought to give us, what a consolation that ought to give to all of us. To know that after this life is over, there is a life that we go into. What a consolation I ought to give each and everyone sitting here this morning. There is another life. This life is just a shadow. This is not the real thing. We are headed now for body change. There is a life that we are going to go into after we leave this one. This is eyewitness speaking. He went there, he came back, he's eyewitness. There is another life that we go into when we leave here. Some of the believers are privileged to go ahead. I see it like this. The other time I was thinking about this. You know how when you go to maybe your wedding reception, you know, after the occasion, everybody else leave, then you have the cleanup crew. There's certain people that have to stay behind to clean the place, make sure everything is in order. So you got those that are going home, but now those are us that are here. We are cleanup crew. We got to finish the race. That's how I see it. So those who've gone on before, they're privileged. They go home, they're having a good time. But we here, we still got to work, clean up crew. This is God's program. Paul said, we shall not all sleep. So some will sleep, and some will be alive and remain to fulfill the word of God. But we shall all be changed. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. So if you're alive and you're remaining, you have a purpose. That's a reason why you're here. God knew coronavirus was going to come, but he ordained you in this age. That's a purpose. You are serving a purpose. We have a greater purpose. Everything else we're doing is just potatoes. We are sons and daughters. We have a purpose. Hallelujah. In closing, hallelujah. He said, as you get older, that becomes more of a reality to you. As you begin to see the days of your life drawing close, then you begin to pack up closer, getting ready for that great event. Listen to the words of the prophet. It is a continuation of this same life in another world. There is another world that is billions and billions and billions and billions times faster than this one. A supernatural world. The prophecy, you begin to realize that more as you get closer. I want to let you know this morning, saints, death ain't no big deal. Just serve God. Make your consecration. You got nothing to lose. It's win-win. Jesus paid it all. He is your shield. He is your buckler. He is your everything. He's your protector. The angels of the Lord is in camp around you. Just make yourself ready for that great event. For we are headed to another life, another world. There is another world. This is not it. Paul said, if we only have faith in this life, then we are of all men most miserable. If Jesus didn't raise from the dead and our faith is in Christ just in this life, then we are all miserable. But he rose. And because he lived, we will live also. Hallelujah. The prophet said in the message, questions and answers, this is my last quote. He said, what difference is there between body, soul, and spirit? The body is the flesh that you look at. That must rot. It was born by sexual desire of father and mother. It must rot. It's no good. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, therefore, in the new birth, in the resurrection, when you are brought forth again in a new body, it'll be God's creative power that'll speak like he did to Adam, and you will come forth. Job said, I'll have a desire. He'll speak and I will answer him. See, the body is what you look at. The spirit is what controls you. Your soul is the nature of that spirit. The soul that sinneth, that soul shall die. You are born in a world with a sinful soul. That is the nature of your spirit. Of your spirit is sinful. You long for the things of the world. Then the Holy Ghost comes down and baptizes you and changes the nature of that spirit. Then the nature that's left on you is of heaven. Then you profess that you are a pilgrim and stranger. Then you are born from above. You are from above. You are a candidate of heaven. You are a new creature in Christ Jesus with the same body, with the same spirit, only it's changed. So when we are born, we're born with sinful nature, and then the Spirit of God comes and burns that sinful nature out and gives you a new nature. If you look at the whole gospel, it's Acts 2:38. They asked Peter, men and brethren, what must we do to be saved? He said, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's the whole gospel. So God comes and clears that sinful nature and gives you a new nature. That new nature is Christ himself, the seed of Abraham. That is eternal life. Once you hit that place, you're done. That's where we at. We are privileged people, saints. We overlook ourselves too much. We are supernatural people that are having natural experiences. We need to change the way we look at things and change our thinking. We need to look at things from God's perspective. Look at things through the Word. Death ain't no big deal. Death ain't no big deal. There's nothing to be afraid of. You don't have to be afraid of coronavirus. You don't have to be afraid to die. If God says you're going to get sick and you're going to die, you got nothing to worry about. It's, you found favor with God. Because you head into a place. I believe if God could open our eyes now for us to see that, we all would want to die right now. I'm telling you the truth. I may sound crazy, but that's how I think. I believe this stuff. I was thinking all of the when I had that Holy Spirit experience. I still remember that joy. The joy was so much. I got over happy. I never seen experienced something like that. I didn't know how to describe it. I call it super peace. And I was thinking when I was studying this, man, I was thinking, if that is down payment. This is my own testimony. If that is down payment, and from what I experienced, if that is just earnest, imagine the fullness. Christianity is real. Amen. This thing is alive. It's not what we do. It's what God does, but we've got to make ourselves available. We got to meet God. God wants to be one with you. God wants to meet you. He wants you to have a personal encounter with him. Let me give one more example. If Sister Sharon comes and tells me about Brother Tom, maybe write her in her personal diary, and I can get that diary, and I can study that diary, even Brother Tom's picture. I can see the picture and everything. And I can master that diary, and I can go tell people, everybody else about Brother Tom. I can convince everybody because I believe the testimony she's given me. But if Brother Tom was having a party, let's say a dinner or something, and he was inviting people in his circle, his friends, those he knows, if I show up for that meeting, for that party, Brother Tom is going to question, who are you? You see what I'm saying? Even though I learn of Brother Tom, I convince people of Brother Tom, the problem is I haven't met Brother Tom. So he doesn't know me. Jesus said in that day, many would say, Lord, but I preach. It's a surprise to them. Because they were sure they was going to make it now when they meet the Lord. He said, I didn't know you. He said, but Lord, but what? But Lord, I preach in your name. I won souls. I cast out devils. He said, I didn't know you. You see? It's not because the Lord has been selfish on me. He just didn't know them. If I haven't met Brother Tom said, I don't know you. Even though you convinced people you did all that is wonderful, but I don't know you. Who are you? You see? See what the Lord Jesus compared his disciples to go to Pentecost. To get to know him. To know him is life. So we must get to know him. We have nothing to lose, saints. May we stand, please. I'm sorry that I took your time. Hallelujah. Death ain't no big deal. We're going places. You got all, there's nothing to lose. You it's a win-win for you. You got everything to gain. And there's nothing to be afraid of. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Death ain't no big deal. It's time for us to start looking at death, seeing death as a friend, looking at death differently, and not being afraid of death, because we're a believer. Death cannot hurt you. Death is working for you. All death can do to you is put you in the presence of God. That's it. Death can't hurt you. You can't die, the prophet said. You cannot die because you are a son and daughter of God. You've got eternal life right now when you're born of the Spirit of God. Right now you have it. Not will. Right now. Blessed be the name of the Lord. May we bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for speaking to our hearts. Lord, I tried to bring about a revelation, Lord, that it was revealed to me, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that it was a blessing to your people, that it encouraged our hearts, Lord, and lifted our spirits, Lord, and just took fear away from us, Lord. Father, we have nothing to lose. We're here, Lord, because you call us, Lord. And these are the things that you've set for us, Lord. A lot of times we don't realize these things, oh God, but we are more than conquerors. May you help us to strive, Lord, to enter into Christ. Help us to get ourselves ready for body change. Oh God, it's a win-win for us. Paul said, for me to die is gain. Death, Lord, ain't no big deal for the believer. We thank you for revealing this thing to us, Lord. May you strengthen our faith. We want to say we love you with all our hearts. And we want to say thank you, Lord, for what you've done for us. May you continue to make yourself real. May the Holy Spirit, please, take these words, Lord, and quicken it into our hearts and make it real to us. Bless us through the rest of this day. Father, bless everything we do, everything we touch, everything we see. Bless it, Lord. May we shine, Lord. May we be satisfied in your presence. We thank you, Lord, for hearing our humble prayer this morning. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, where I'm going, where I'm going so, if any, to where I'm going, where I'm going so, going up yonder. I'm going up yonder, going up yonder to be with my Lord. Yes, I'm going up yonder, going up yonder.